So what do we know right now in terms of trials that have been reported?
Well, we know the historical biologic trials with interferon IL-2, IL-2, combinations with vinblastine. There are 6 published manuscripts now, all showing the observation arm being equal to the treated arm, and high-dose IL-2 as well in that group. Then we have the heat shock protein peptide complex, now called Oncophage, that we initiated back in Anderson in the 90s, late 90s when I was there, and had some early interesting data. If you follow the mouse models, it made sense to develop in the adjuvant setting, micrometastatic disease, where 90% of the mice weren't having cancer show up. And unfortunately, the data hasn't gotten approved because, again, many trial design issues and just not there. You know, the observation arm favored as well. So you now have a 7th trial adding to it. You have 2 trials presently going on in the United States and worldwide. Well, United States one, worldwide, the CG250, the CA9 story there. But it's lacking recruitment in the United States.
Can you talk about that agent?
It's a monoclonal antibody initially developed in Germany against carbonic anhydrase 9, which is a tumor-associated antigen in kidney cancer, potentially a prognostic marker for interleukin-2 patients, high dose, and some extrapolate to low-dose IL-2 use, where it predicts for outcome on the cytokine. So there was some minimal activity, less than 10%, but similar to another monoclonal antibody we discussed earlier, VEGF, bevacizumab. So they moved it, rather than in the advanced setting, further into an adjuvant setting. And unfortunately, in the United States, having a difficult time with recruitment in that study.
So I never even heard of that study.
We, you know, weren't interested in participating because, again, my bias was towards the observation. We knew other drugs were coming down the line. Maybe that's the feeling with other centers. But clearly, there's not a good recruitment in the United States. And that's been going on, that trial, literally 2+ years. Now you have the ECOG study looking at sunitinib, Nexavar, and placebo. So you've got an adjuvant study, high-risk patients, predominant clear cell trial going on, exploring the agents that have recently gotten approved. And I think that's a very sensible trial. And it'll be interesting to see what occurs if we do truly delay the onset of metastatic disease.